首先，我很感谢主给我们这样的机会，能够大家聚集在一起。
I first want to thank God for giving us this opportunity to spend this time together.
我今天主要的信息就是讲的是圣者。
The main portion of my message is to talk about the overcomer.
很多时候，我们觉得一个得胜者一定是非常难达到。
Many times we think being an overcomer is a very hard task to accomplish.
但是事实上，得胜者并不是一个超级的、特别的基督徒。
But in reality, being an overcomer is not being a super Christian.
一个得胜者其实是一个正常的基督徒。
Being an overcomer is a normal Christian.
正常的基督徒就说出了我们跟主之间的关系是正常的。
Being a normal Christian means the relationship between you and God is a normal relationship.
因为如果我们跟主的关系不正常，你看我们跟主就没有交通。
Because if your relationship with God is not normal, that means you have no communication.
如果我没有跟主的交通，我们可能就不读经，不祷告。
If you do not communicate with God, that means you don't pray and you don't read your Bible.
但是一个正常的基督徒呢，他一定会读经，一定会祷告。
But a normal Christian reads his Bible and prays.
但做一个得胜者，要求的比这个多一点。
But being an overcomer, there's a little bit more that's required.
就是说，你跟主的关系必须是非常真实。
Your relationship with God must be real.
换句话说呢，你光读圣经，但你跟主的关系可能不够。
You might read your Bible, but your relationship with God is not enough.
你可能有祷告，但你的心不在主那里。
You might pray, but your heart is not with God.
所以神真是巴望我们在座的每一位都能够成为得胜者。
So the Lord hopes that all of us can become overcomers.
神在历世历代都在呼召得胜者。
In history, God has always called for overcomers.
你看你在旧约的圣经里面，或者在新约的圣经里面，你都看见神在呼召得胜者。
In the Old Testament and in the New Testament, God has always called for overcomers.
因为神在地上有一个见证。
Because the Lord has a testimony on earth.
他的见证呢，就是放在这些得胜者人的身上。
His testimony is in the overcomer.
借着这些得胜者呢，来见证神的所事跟神的所做。
God uses the overcomer to
testify. What he is and what he is doing.
What he is and what he is doing.
所以今天得胜者在神的心目中非常的重要。
So the overcomer in the heart of God is very important.
因为虽然大体的神的儿女是失败的。
Although the majority of us, are not overcomers.
但是神把他的见证摆在他们身上，有很重要的原因。
It's very important for the overcomer to have this testimony.
因为特别是在现代，在这末后的时代，得胜者跟主的回来有很大的关系。
In today's time, the overcomer and the return of Christ has
有很大的关系。
A lot to do with each other.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天巴望我们每一位都能够成为得胜者。
So we hope that all of us can become overcomers.
准备迎接主的回来。
So we can receive God's coming.
主要赏赐这样的人。
God wants to
reward
these people.
我们知道得胜者在，特别是我们在读启示录的时候呢，我们看见神在各个教会呼召得胜者。
In Revelations, God calls overcomers from all sorts of churches.
你知道他特别提到有两个条件。
He has two requirements.
第一个呢，要有耳朵能够听。
One, he must have ears to hear.
第二个呢，要有一个柔软的心。
Two, he must have a soft heart.
所以当他听见了，他能够顺服照着去行。
So when he hears, he can follow through.
所以你看见第一个特别讲到圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听，然后接着就提到得胜者。首先就是在启示录第二章和第三章，他特别讲了圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
Oh
my. He who has an ear.
He who has ears,
let him hear.
Let him hear.
What the Holy Spirit is speaking.
What the Holy Spirit.
所以第一个就是说，你必须要有人听的耳朵，能够听见圣灵的声音。
So you must have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying.
那很多时候我们能够读圣经，但是我们听不见圣灵向我们说话。
Many times we can read our Bible, but we can't hear what the Spirit is saying.
为什么我们听不见神的声音呢？
Why can't we hear what the Spirit is saying?
如果我们是神的儿女，很自然的我们应该听见神的声音。
If we are the sons of God, we should be able to hear what the Lord is saying.
但是为什么到末后的时代，大部分神的儿女都听不见神的声音？
Why is it in today's time that it's hard to hear what the Lord is saying?
我们知道根据提摩太后书第四章，那你告诉我们一段话。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, there's
他特别提到，就是在末后的时代，啊，人呢要厌烦纯正的道理，啊，结果呢，因着他们随从肉体的私欲，就增添好多的师父，所以他们就掩耳不听真道，心就偏向荒谬的言语。
In today's time, it is hard for us to hear the Lord's word because, we do not endure sound doctrine, but we go according to our own desires. And because we have itching ears, we then look for teachers that are willing, or that will, are willing to speak, and we turn away from the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？不是我们不能听，而是很多时候的我们的心，啊，按着自己的私欲，想要听我们想听的，以至于我们听不到神的话。
So it is not that we can't hear, it's because we choose to hear what our heart wants.
所以弟兄姊妹，做一个得胜者，第一个很重要的条件就是你要有耳朵可以听，你不能够顺从自己的私欲，啊，你必须要向着神的话，啊，有一个可以听的耳朵。
So to become an overcomer, you must have ears to hear, and you must want to hear what the Lord is saying instead of what your heart really wants.
那弟兄姊妹，什么样的人可以听得到主的话呢？你必须向着主有爱。
And who can listen to God's word? You must have love.
你记得大卫是一个合神心意的人。
David had a heart for God.
所以圣经上特别提到大卫有一篇诗篇，就是诗篇第四十篇。
In Psalms 40, it explains how God, or David loved God.
他说到祭物跟礼物是你所不喜悦的，但是呢，你开通了我的耳朵。
Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened.
所以你看见大卫的耳朵是被开通的。
So David's ears have been opened.
接着他就说，我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我的心里面。
I delight to do your will, oh my God, and your law is within my heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实做一个得胜者并不难。
So being an overcomer is not hard.
做一个得胜者事实上呢，只是要我们做一个正常的基督徒。
Being an overcomer is just being a normal Christian.
我们如果向着主有心，
If we have the heart for God,
他能够开通我们的耳朵。
He can open our ears.
当我们听到了神的话之后呢，我们就能够有一个柔软的心去接受。
So once we hear the word of God, we can have a soft heart to absorb His word.
我们就用顺服照他的旨意去行。
So we will be humble and obedient to follow His will.
这样子，我们靠着神的恩典，我们能够做个得胜者。
So through that and through His blessing, we can become an overcomer.
那我今天特别要举旧约的 一个例子，一个得胜者的例子，啊，那是特别在四世纪，啊，第六章，旧约的四世纪第六章。
So we want to look at an Old Testament book in Judges as an example as an overcomer.
第六章到第八章所记载的。
Chapter 6 through chapter 8, Judges chapter 6 through 8.
当时以色列人他们落在一个贫穷的光景里面。
In Judges, the Israelites have become poor and impoverished.
以色列人他们所在的地方是迦南地，是被称为牛奶与蜜之地。
They are in the land of Canaan, where the land flows with milk and honey.
所以照理讲，这是一个非常丰富的地方，他们不应该贫穷。
So technically speaking, there are many.
非常的 abundant.
It's very abundant, so they shouldn't be poor.
所以在这样的情形下面呢，他们会贫穷。那是一件非常奇怪的事情。
So to be in this situation, it's very strange that they are poor.
如果我们读圣经，我们就知道，因为他们不肯听神的话。
But reading the Bible, we understand that they do not want to listen to the Lord's word.
因为他们的心不在主的身上。
Because their hearts are not with God.
所以呢，你看他们的耳朵就好像我们所讲的，他就遮住了，不肯听神的话。
So their ears are closed and they refuse to listen to God.
所以当他们每一次有收成的时候，敌人就来把这个食物拿走了。
So whenever they have harvest, the enemy comes to take away their grain.
弟兄姊妹，在我们现在这个时代呢，跟当时他们的时代非常的相像。
In today's time is very similar to their situation.
因为就着外面物质来讲，我们可能非常的丰富。
Because looking outwardly, we are very abundant.
但是呢，我们在属灵方面，我们可能贫穷。
But spiritually, we are very poor.
因为根据旧约的阿摩斯书，一个小先知，阿摩斯书第八章第十一节，他特别告诉我们一段话。
In Amos 8, there's a saying.
他说主，他要把饥荒降在这个地上，人们饥饿呢？不是因为没有食物，他们干渴不是因为没有水，乃是因为缺少神的话。
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
所以今天我们可能落在同样的情形下面，外面我们可能非常丰富，里面因为缺少神的话呢，我们变得很贫穷。
So we are in the same situation. There's very abundant.We have a very abundant life, but because we lack the Lord's word, we are very poor.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第四章也特别告诉我们，他说：“人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”
In Matthew 4, it is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God."
我们知道神的话就是灵，就是生命。
The Lord's word is the spirit in its life.
所以神的话对我们来说是非常的重要。
So the Lord's word is very important.
当以色列人在这样的贫穷的情况之下呢，他们向神呼求。
So in this time of sorrow, the Israelites raised their voices to the Lord.
所以神在他们中间寻找器皿的圣者。
So God looks for a vessel within them.
结果他找到一个人，这个人呢，就是圣经上所提到的基甸。
So the Lord finds Gideon.
那神遇见基甸的时候呢，是在一个很特别的地方。
When the Lord finds Gideon, he's in a very particular place.
他是在酒榨打麦子。
He is in the wine press. He's in the wine press.
所以当神在这样的一个地方遇见他，这是非常特别的。
So it is very particular that the Lord is meeting Gideon in this place.
因为你知道，如果当你要打麦子的时候啊，通常都是在非常高的地方。因为当你，我想我们有些人可能看过，他们有一些像那个很大的这个 fork 啊，就是那个叉子，把麦子 掀起来的时候呢，因为有风嘛，所以糠比较轻的外面的壳呢就飘走了，那谷粒呢比较重就留下来了，啊，这是所以通常是在一个高地上。
So typically when you harvest grain, you use a large pitchfork and you throw the grain up into the air, and the wind takes the chaff away. And so typically you would be up in the mountains or in a high place.
可是当神遇见他的时候呢，他是在朽栅，就是在地洞里面或者在很低的地方打麦子。
But when the Lord finds Gideon, he is in the winepress, which is in a low place.
当大家都没有食物的时候，你看见这个人呢，他有食物。
So when no one else has food, Gideon has food.
所以神寻找这样的人。
So the Lord seeks those people.
当大家都没有神的话的时候呢，这个人他能够从神那里得到话语。
When nobody else has the Lord's word, he has the Lord's word.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是也是这样的人？
Brothers and sisters, are we those type of people?
为什么他是在一个人看不到的地方打麦子呢？
Why is it that he's in a place where nobody can see to harvest his grain?
首先，敌人不知道他在那个地方打麦子，这很重要。
First of all, the enemy cannot see him.
换句话说，他在神的面前有一种生活，叫做隐藏的生活。
Gideon has a hidden life.
这是非常重要的，弟兄姊妹。很多时候，我们在人的面前有很多很好的表现，但是我们在主面前有没有这种隐藏的生活
？In front of other people, do we have this hidden life within the Lord?
你记得主耶稣在约翰福音十五章。第七节那边讲了一句话。
In
约翰福音十五章第七节
，Chapter 15, the Lord says，
他说：“你们要住在我里面，藏在我里面，住在我里面呢，我的话就住在你们里面。”
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you.
所以你把你所愿意的祈求就给你们得着。所以你就看见呢，你怎么样有神的话，你要常常住在主里面。
So you see that you must abide in the Lord to receive his word.
这就是一个隐藏的生活。
This is a hidden life.
所以这样的一个人呢，在神的面前，活在神的面前呢，神有话供应他。
Because of His hidden life, the Lord can give him His word.
所以第二个，盼望我们每一个人都有一个隐藏的生活。
So I hope that we all have a hidden life.
所以当这个时代普遍人贫穷、荒凉、没有神话的时候呢，你仍然有话。
So when no one else has the word of God, we have the word of God.
我们知道，如果你没有食物，你的生命就不容易长大。
If you have no food, you cannot grow.
但当你有食物的时候呢？你看你的生命就慢慢能够成长。
But when you have food, your life can slowly mature.
所以属灵的生命要有神的话来供应。
So,
属灵的生命。
The life of the spirit.
你需要神的话来供应。
You need the word of God to have the life of the spirit.
在这里我们看见，不仅仅基甸有一个隐藏的生活，它还有一个非常好的特点。
Gideon also has another great characteristic.
当神的使者遇见他的时候呢，他正在殷勤的工作，就非常 diligent.
When the Lord met with Gideon, he was very diligent.
你知道我们的主喜欢用殷勤的人。
Our Lord likes to use diligent people.
你知道主耶稣自己就是一个殷勤的榜样。
He himself is an example of diligence.
你就在约翰福音第五章，主说：“我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。”
In John chapter 5, Jesus said, "But my Father has been working until now, and I have been working."
而且你在旧约里面，你看见啊，我想我们很多人都知道，以利沙他被以利亚所膏的时候，那个光景。
We also see an example in the Old Testament when Elisha finds Elijah.
我们知道他是记载在列王记上十九章。当时呢， 以利亚遇见以利沙的时候，他正在赶牛，在耕田。
In 1 Kings, we see Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yokes of oxen before him, and he was with the 12. Then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him.
就像我们刚刚姊妹所讲的，当他在那赶牛的时候，前面有12对牛，而他自己在最后一对，你就可以看见这个人是一个勤奋的人。
Elijah had 12 yokes of oxen before him, therefore you know he's very diligent.
他有仆人，但是他没有叫仆人来耕田，他自己亲自在那里耕种。
He has servants, but he himself went to plow the fields.
所以神拣选他做了先知。
So the Lord chose him as a prophet.
所以神喜欢一个殷勤的人。
So the Lord likes a diligent man.
所以你记得在彼得后书第一章那边有一段话。
In 2 Peter, the Lord says,
他讲到我们属灵生命啊要长进，你必须要不断的殷勤。
Giving all diligence add to your faith virtue to virtue knowledge.
意思就是说呢，如果你有了信心啊，那你还要再加上什么德性。
So not only do you have faith,
you need a virtue.
So, but you need virtue and knowledge.
你有了德性以后，你要知识，就是 knowledge.
So when you have faith, you have knowledge.
你有了知识呢，你还需要怎么样？要节制 ，self-control.
So when you have knowledge, you must have self-control.
你有了节制呢，你还要怎么样呢？还要忍耐。
So when you have self-control, you must have perseverance.
你有了忍耐呢？你还有什么前进 ？Godliness.
When you have perseverance, you must also have godliness.
你有了前进呢，你还需要有爱弟兄的心。
And to have godliness, you must have kindness to your brothers and sisters.
那有了这个，你还需要有更多的爱。
And besides that, you must have much more love.
你看殷勤的人，就是说他在属灵的生命上呢，不断的长进。
A diligent person is constantly growing in the spirit.
所以最后呢，他就能够丰丰富富的进入神的国。
So he can abundantly enter into the kingdom of our Lord.
所以你看见基甸有这两个特点，这也是我们需要学习的。
So Gideon's two characteristics is what we need to learn.
这也是神拣选他做器皿的原因。
And this is why the Lord chose him as a vessel.
他不但有隐藏的生活，他有一个殷勤的性格。
He not only has a hidden life, he's very diligent.
所以神向他显现以后，就跟他讲说，我要差你去拯救整个以色列人，因为我与你同在。
So when the Lord found him, he said that he will send Gideon to save the Israelites.
所以神向他显现，对他说了这些话。
So the Lord manifests himself to him.
弟兄姊妹。我们有没有主向我们显现的经历
？Brothers and sisters, do you have an incident where the Lord manifests Himself to you?
当然，我说的显现不是说我们肉眼来看见神，我不是指这个。
And when I say manifest, I don't mean if He physically presented Himself to you.
因为我们神是灵，所以他在我们灵里面向我们显现。
But because our God is spirit, He shows us.Through our spirit.
什么样的人，神乐意向他显现呢
？Who is he willing to show himself to？
因为根据约翰福音14章，那你特别告诉我们，有了我的命令，又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的，必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。约翰福音14章第。21节。
John 14, He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
所以你看见基甸不但有神的话，他也乐意来顺从神的话。
So Gideon not only has the word of God, he is also humble and willing to do His will.
所以神就向他显现。
So the Lord manifests Himself to him.
然后神就差他去做拯救以色列的工作。
And the Lord sends him out to do His work.
所以今天我们需要有神的话，我们也需要一个谦卑的心，愿意顺服在主的话语面前。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have the Lord's word, and we also need to be humble, and follow His will.
所以当神要差派基甸去做拯救的工作的时候呢，基甸说了一段话。
So when the Lord sent Gideon to do His will, Gideon had a request from the Lord.
他说：“主，我怎么能够拯救这些人呢？我家在我们支派中是最贫穷的，那我呢？我在我们父家又是最微小的，我怎么可以去拯救呢？”
Gideon asked the Lord, "I have the smallest clan in or tribe in his family. How can he fulfill the Lord's work?"
但是主说，我与你同在。
But the Lord said, "If I'm with you."
在这里你看见，基甸是一个认识自己的人。
We see that Gideon understands himself.
你知道，如果我们认识自己哦，我们才能够开始去认识神。
If we understand ourselves, then we can learn how to understand God.
如果我们不认识自己，我们就绝对不可能认识神。
If we do not understand ourselves, we cannot understand God.
一个认识自己的人一定会有个反应，就是谦卑在主的面前。
If we understand ourselves, our first reaction is to be humble in front of the Lord.
只有不认识神的人才是一个骄傲的人。
Only those that do not know the Lord are conceited.
我们知道根据新约的雅各书告诉我们，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
In James chapter 4, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.
只有在谦卑在主的面前的人才为主所用。
Only in humbleness can the Lord use you.
而基甸呢，就是这样的一个人。
And Gideon is that type of person.
所以盼望我们都能够在主的面前来学习谦卑。
So I hope that we all learn to be humble before the Lord.
不在乎我们有多少的能力，而是在乎我们在神的面前是不是一个谦卑的人，是一个对的人。
So it doesn't matter how much strength we have before the Lord. It depends on how humble we are in front of Him.
因为我们根据哥林多后书保罗曾经说过一句话。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul says,
他说主对他说了，怎么说呢？主说我的恩典够你用的，我的能力是在软弱的人身上显得完全。
Paul says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
而且根据我们在旧约啊，撒迦利亚书第四章第六节告诉我们，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，而是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
In Zechariah 4, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
所以征战有一个秘诀的，就是如果我们在主的面前够谦卑的话呢，主自己与我们同在，主要为我们征战。
So when we have struggles, as long as we are with the Lord and we are humble, the Lord will struggle with us.
在这之后呢，你看发生了一件很奇妙的事。基甸说，如果你真是要与我同在呢，你等我一下，我要来做一件事情。
So Gideon asked the Lord to wait, before he
does something.
Does something.
结果基甸就做了一件很特别的事，他就准备了一只山羊羔，还做了一些无酵饼，拿到树下给神的使者。
Gideon brings a sacrifice or an offering to the Lord.
结果呢，耶和华的使者用杖点了一下呢，就火就从磐石中起来，烧灭了这些食物。
So the Lord takes Gideon's sacrifice and he burns it with fire through a staff.
这是什么意思呢？你知道在当时这么满了饥荒的时候，能够预备一只羊羔跟一些无酵饼，这是非常难得的。
When there's no food and there's famine in the land, Gideon is able to provide a lamb and bread for a sacrifice.
这是非常不容易的事情。
This is a very difficult thing.
当然食物这么宝贵，可他准备了那么丰富给神的使者。
When food is so scarce, Gideon is willing to offer up the food that they have.
这说出什么意思呢？这说出了基甸在他的里面有一个奉献的灵，有一个爱的灵向着神。
This shows that Gideon has a spirit of congregation and offering, a spirit of love.
神喜悦我们有这样的向着他的一个爱的灵。
God is pleased when we have a spirit of love.
所以火就发出来烧灭了这些。
So the fire
consumes
the sacrifice.
这就说出了神喜悦他的奉献，神喜悦他向着神的爱。
God is happy of this fellowship and this love that Gideon has shown.
结果后来呢，基甸就害怕了，因为他说，如果他真是神的话呢，那我一定要死掉了。就神对他说，你必不至于死，啊，你不要惧怕，你不会死。所以基甸就在那边筑了一座坛给神。
So after God accepts Gideon's sacrifice, Gideon becomes scared and he makes an altar for God.
这个坛呢，它特别叫做耶和华沙龙。这个坛的名字是叫做耶和华沙龙。Jehovah Shalom.
This altar's name is Jehovah Shalom.
就是说耶和华平赐平安的意思。
Which means God's peace.
你知道我们都需要与神有这个平安的经历。
We all must have this experience of peace with the Lord.
因为一个被神所用的人，你跟神中间呢，必须没有任何间隔，没有任何控告，你必须是与他有平安的。
Because to be close to God, you must not have any guilt or any fear. You must have peace with God.
所以在这里前面这一段所讲的，就是基甸跟神个别的经历，个别的交通。
So this first section talks about the fellowship that Gideon has with the Lord.
但是神没有停在这里，神叫他做了另外一件很重要的事情。
But the Lord does not just ask this of him; he asks him of something else.
所以呢，他就特别叫他把在他家周围的偶像全部除掉，然后特别呢就准备了一座祭坛给神。
God's request to Gideon is the destruction of all the idols in his household, and that he has a public testimony of that destruction.
换句话说，神不满意我们个别的做一个隐藏的基督徒，神要我们有一个公开的见证。
The Lord does not want us to be hidden Christians. He wants us to proclaim our Christianity.
当他这些都做完了之后呢，就很奇妙，敌人开始来攻打他了。
So.Right after he destroys these idols, the enemy comes to attack him.
所以每一次你要有公开的见证的时候，你发觉很快的属灵的征战就来了。
So you notice that when you outwardly express your love for the Lord,
属灵的征战
there is spiritual warfare afterwards.
结果呢，就在这个时候很奇妙，耶和华的灵就降在他的身上。
So the Spirit of the Lord descended upon Gideon.
换句话说呢，神开始使用他了。
And the Lord starts to use Gideon.
然后他就开始吹角，就召聚了许多人来跟随他。
And he starts to blow his horn and convenes many people among him.
换句话说，一个得胜者啊，他不是个人做得胜者，他总是希望呢，有一群人一起，一个团体的见证，一起来做得胜者。
So the Lord, when seeking an overcomer, does not seek one person. He seeks many to follow.
结果这个时候，你知道敌人有135,000人。
So the enemy has
135,000 people. 但是基甸这边的人呢，有多少呢？只有32,000人。
But Gideon only has
32,000. 所以你又看见呢，这个实力差了很多的。
So you see the numbers are very different.
所以基甸就要求神做一件事情，很特别的事情，就是说呢，在禾场上哦，他放一块羊毛在那里，啊，他说主，如果你是帮助我的呢，晚上这个露水呢，只有在这个羊毛里面，在羊毛外面的禾场呢没有露水。
Because of such great difference in numbers, Gideon asks for a sign from the Lord. On the threshing floor, Gideon places a piece of fleece, and he asks that the Lord fill the fleece with dew and leave the threshing floor dry.
就到了第二天早上，果然是这样的，只有羊毛里面有水，其他地方都是干的。
So in the morning, the fleece is filled with dew and the threshing floor is dry.
但是基甸还是不放心，他说，你再帮助我一次，第二天呢，如果羊毛是干的，其他都是水，那我就相信了。
But Gideon is still insecure, so he asks the Lord to fill the threshing floor with dew and to keep the fleece dry.
所以神果然也做了这件事情。
And the Lord also did that for him.
弟兄姊妹，这有什么属灵的意思呢？
What is the spiritual meaning of this?
弟兄，我们知道，因为羊毛在圣经里面有它特别的意思。
Fleece in the Bible has a very specific definition.
你记得在以赛亚书53:7那边有讲到一句话，讲到我们的主，他为我们钉十字架的一个预言。他说到我们的主是怎么样呢？好像羊被牵往宰杀之地，又像羊羔，好像羊羔在牵往宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下默默无声。
In Isaiah 53, it says, He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
换句话说，你要让一个羊毛被剪下来，你首先呢，这个羊必须是一个顺服的羊。
In order to shear a lamb, the lamb must be very humble and obedient.
而且通常哦，你知道羊的羊毛在它羊的身上的时候，是说出它的荣耀，说出它的美丽。
The coat of the lamb is its glory and its beauty.
当羊毛被剃了以后，你看那羊真的是很难看，对不对
？So when you shear a lamb, it becomes very ugly.
那这件事情发生在哪里呢？发生在禾场上 ，threshing floor.
And this happens on the threshing floor. When you shear a lamb, it happens on the threshing floor.
我们知道禾场是讲到十字架的工作。
The threshing floor is also referred to the work of the cross.
因为他把麦子分开来的地方。
Because this is where you separate the chaff from the wheat.
换句话说呢，十字架在我们身上，要把我们肉体跟属圣灵的分开来。
The cross divides our spirit and our flesh.
露水呢，在圣经里面是说到恩典，说到神永远的生命。
The dew is the grace of God.And our eternal life.
所以换句话说，他向主要求了一件事情啊，就他愿意顺服在主的面前，让十字架在他身上工作，主的生命，主的恩典就充满在他的里面。
So Gideon is willing to surrender and be obedient to God, but also receive His blessing.
所以这是第一天发生的事。第二天呢，你就发觉突然，这个羊毛是干的，满地都是水。
So the second day, you see that the fleece is dry, but the threshing floor is.
这就说出了，如果当你从主那里得到了丰富的恩典以后呢，你愿意把这些恩典倾倒出来，来帮助别人。
So this represents that once you have the blessings of the Lord, you give it away and you send it out to other people.
所以哥林多后书4:12告诉我们，他说死在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Death is working in us.
So then death is working in us, but life in you.
所以你看见，如果你愿意把自己交给主，让十字架在上工作的时候呢，你不但从主让你得到极大的恩典，你也愿意倾倒出来， 为主来成就他的旨意。
So if you allow the work of the cross in you, you can also bring life into other people.
接下来我们就看见了神不满意，因为他觉得三万两千人太多了。
So later on, you see that the Lord is still unsatisfied. He thinks 32,000 people is too many.
所以他说，我不要人骄傲夸口。
So the Lord says, I do not want glory for man.
所以呢，他就说。凡是胆怯的可以回去。
So the Lord says, those that are fearful can leave.
结果呢，只剩下两万两千人走了，只剩下一万个人。
So there's only 22,000 people left.
圣经上告诉我们，夸口的当指着主夸口。
The Lord says the boastful.
夸口的当指着主夸口。He who boasts, boasts in the Lord.
He who boasted boasts in the Lord.
而且呢，圣经也告诉我们，神赐给我们，他在提摩太后书第一章特别告诉我，神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
In 2 Timothy, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
所以这样子一淘汰以后，就剩下了一万个人了。
So.After he said those words, there's only 10,000 left.
但神还是不满意，神就试验他们，在喝水的事情上试验他们。
So the Lord is still not satisfied, so he gives them a test with water.
结果我们知道，后来呢，那些警醒的人，留下了，那只有300个人。
So we know that only the watchful and the alert were chosen, and there were only 300 left.
所以现在呢，神要用这300个人。去打这么多的敌人。
So the Lord is only using 300 to fight off their enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹，神不要人多。
So brothers and sisters, there are very few that are chosen.
但是呢，神所拣选的，都是愿意把自己完全交在神的手中的人。
But those are, that are chosen are the ones that are willing to give their lives up to the Lord.
我们知道到后来呢。他就带着300个人，就分成了三队去攻打敌人。
So we know that out of the 300, he splits them up in three companies.
我们知道他作战的方法是非常奇妙的。
His strategy is very peculiar.
就他们都拿了一个瓶子，空的瓶子，然后呢，里面装着就是火把，到时候把这瓶子一打破以后呢。火把的亮光就露出来了，然后他们就呼喊，呼喊什么呢？就呼喊耶和华和基甸的刀。
So their strategy was to take empty pitchers and put torches in them, and when they were called, they would break the pitchers so that the light from the torch would come out, and they would shout.
耶和华和基甸的刀，耶和华和基甸的刀。OK。然后我们就看见了，就这样子他们就得胜了。
So they acquired victory through this strategy.
所以你看见根据哥林多后书第四章他们告诉我们，他说我们是有宝贝放在瓦器里面，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So in 2 Corinthians 4,But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
所以你看见呢，今天这个瓶子打破所代表的意思就是说，我们这个肉身，我们这个瓦器，应该要破碎，被十字架破碎。
So, breaking the pitcher represents us breaking ourselves, so that.
好让里面基督的见证呢，能够彰显出来。
So that Christ's testimony can come out.
然后我们就能够宣告耶稣是主。
And so that we can shout that the Lord is our God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们很简单的交通了这一部分，就告诉我们一件事。
So we simply discuss this, this story to tell us one thing.
我们在主的面前需要有一个常常住在主里面这种隐藏的生活。
We must abide in the Lord and have a hidden life.
然后我们就能够听见主的话。
So we can hear the Lord's word.
如果我们有了主的话，我们又能够顺服的话呢，主要向我们显现。
So if we are humble and we can hear God's word, He will manifest Himself to us.
如果我们不仅仅有个人私底下与主的交通，而且我们愿意呢，把自己奉献出来，有一个公开的见证。所以如果我们愿意，我们不仅仅在私底下有一个与主的交通的生活。
So if we don't have a personal relationship with the Lord,
而且我们还需要有一个公开的见证。
We must also have a public display of our love for Christ.
是能够用我们。
So that the Lord can use it.
能够与其他的人一同来为主征战。
So that we can come together and fight for Him.
我们有宝贝在瓦器里面。
We have treasures in our vessels.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神。不是出于我。
So that we can show God's almighty power and not our own power.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们盼望今天我们在座的每一位，我们都能够成为这样的得胜者。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that we can all become this type of overcomer.
我再说，得胜者并不是我们想象的这么难。
So being an overcomer is not what we think is so difficult.
只是需要做一个正常的基督徒。
We just need to be a normal Christian.
与主有正常的关系
and to have a normal relationship with God,
常常住在主里面
constantly abiding in him,
让主的话也住在我们里面
so that the Lord's word can live within us.
我们不是要维持一个外面的一些活动
we must not focus on outward appearances.
甚至呢我们不应该以外面的读经祷告为满足
and we can't use outward prayer or reading the Bible as source to,
而且我们更重要就是跟主要有那个真实的关系。
But we must have a real relationship with Christ.
好像主在我们身上做工。
So that the Lord can work within us.
让我们能够完全的把自己献给主。
So that we can give ourselves to God.
让主的见证能够在我们身上。
So His testimony can be upon us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.